Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, Grateful Ones. Before we start, find yourself in a comfortable space and take 3 deep breaths. I know it's been tough for all of us, so let's take this time to feel whatever you're feeling as you take a deep breath in. Take in love, kindness, joy, and gratitude. And as you exhale, let go of any pain, anger, regret, or discomfort you're feeling right now. Welcome to After 30 with Cara Erigel, a 30-something reminding you to take deep breaths and live with gratitude as we talk love, life, fear, relationships, career, sex, food, money, good books, and how life is so much different and oddly the same after 30. I post new episodes every Thursday. Follow at After 30 with Cara Erigel on Instagram and Facebook to stay updated. Everybody, welcome to another episode of After 30 with Cara Erigel. I hope you're all safe and well. Today we talk about how instead of being sad because back to work na, we should be grateful that we have work at all. Just kidding. Man, that post really went viral, huh? Toxic positivity, we called it. But why did that statement resonate with and anger so many people? Sure, it kind of sounds insensitive and out of touch because one, we are allowed to feel sad about the holidays being over and we're allowed to feel however we want and need to feel. And two, there's still so much of us who are unhappy with our jobs to the point of hatred and projection, aka spending so much time bashing an out of touch content creator who probably just wanted to make some noise for herself. We have to acknowledge the fact that not a lot of us wake up every morning looking forward to a wonderful day doing what they love and getting to fulfill their purpose. Most of us go to work to earn because we need to go to work to earn because we need to put food on the table, pay the rent, and survive. That's it. I've been there too. A lot of you may have already encountered the Japanese word ikigai, meaning life purpose. It refers to defining your personal meaning of life in relation to your talents, passions, profession, and what you can give to the world. Do you want to find your ikigai? Today, what we're really talking about is how to find a job, a career that actually works for you, a career that makes you happy. If you've been feeling stuck, lonely, forced, and unhappy to do the work that you do, and you're in a quest to find something that works for you, open up your heart and mind to learning new things about yourself and the world, and be prepared to take the first step. I mean, wouldn't you like to know you were born on that time of day, month, and year to serve a higher purpose? Sometimes the signs may just be written in the stars. Let's talk to a young mom, a young, beautiful mom in her early 30s, and certified Batsi and Feng Shui expert, Alyssa Salazar, everybody. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your energy with us today. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you. I'm sure we have a lot to learn.
So that was such a nice introduction, huh?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Alyssa. And also, oh, diba, guys, for those of you watching the stream live right now on Facebook, sabi sa inyo, gorgeous eh. Ang ganda ng guest na today.
What? Thank you.
Thank you for filling up our screen with such beauty, Nax. No, but I really love this. It's the first time I'm getting to talk to you about also being able to talk about Batsi. Feng Shui is something that, you know, we see it especially every, what, at the start
Chinese
of the
New Year.
Exactly. Diba? Chinese New Year or sa bikini. Sa simula ng taon. Diba? And, you know, you we see all these ads and we see it on the paper. We read it left and right. You know, a lot of us kind of have an idea of what feng shui is. But Patsy, it's actually my first time encountering the word. But before we actually get into that, simulan muna natin. Let's give our viewers and listeners a little peek at a Batsy reading. This is the first time I'm meeting you. You don't know anything about me. Unless, of course, it's, you know, out there in, if you listen to the podcast or like on social media or whatever. But that's not, you know, the whole of who I am. So, medyo kinakabahan ako, TBH. Oh my God. I feel like I'm stripping down in front of you and in front of everybody. So, what we're going to do is, so Alyssa has already sent me my chart, my Batsy chart. Tama ba yung term ko?
Correct.
I cropped a little part of it. I don't want to throw so much of myself out into the world here. But I cropped a little part of it, which kind of shows, I think, the day, month, and year that I was born. We'll share it on the screen right now. And again, Alyssa doesn't know anything about me. I'll be showing her my birth details based on the chart. And why don't you tell me a little bit about me? And then we'll circle back to the results later. No, I mean, look at it. We'll show it to them. On the surface, basahin, give us some details. Hindi muna masyadong
malalim. Some lang, huwag yung deep, ano?
Some
details.
Ako rin. Mas ako yung kinakabahan dapat, di ba?
Oh, tapos
balikan natin. Balikan natin mamaya. Okay, I'm gonna share a cropped version of, what's this? The chart right now. Okay. For those of you listening to the podcast right now, head on to my Facebook. That's Cara Erigel on Facebook. To go ahead and see if you guys want to see this lang. Ayan. Okay. All right. Go, Alyssa.
Okay. So, siguro yung unang titingnan natin is una anong element ka muna. So, yung yin fire, it represents a candle. So, kung makita mo yung candle flame, any small parang blow of a wind, parang kahit gaano pa kaano yan, gumagalaw siya. Diba? So, parang may pagkaganon siya. So, very sensitive tong person na to. So, dun muna tayo sa general personality, ha?
Okay. And,
tapos, aside from that, this person values enlightenment because also candlelight siya. Okay? So, yun yung mga very basic, very basic. And then, okay. So, since you mentioned na career yung gusto mong pag-usapan, tignan ko yung parang strengths ng chart mo. So, yung strengths ng chart mo is this person is actually someone who debates well. So, very maboka, very... Mahirap makipag-away dito. Mahirap makipag-away. Matatalo ka.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, because I see that in the chart, this person also cannot work under a boss. Okay. So, may mga certain characteristics kasi. Ito kasi yung type na pag may boss siya, lagi niyang i-question yung sinasabi ng boss sa kanya. O yung, hey, parang hindi okay yung sinasabi mo sa akin or yung pinapagawa mo sa akin. So, this person works well on her own.
Loner okay. pala ako. Okay.
Hindi naman loner, pero hindi siya under a boss dapat. Dapat siya yung boss or a setup na parang ganun.
Okay.
What else? Yung chart mo kasi also flourishes if you, parang kung naharap ka sa different types of people. So, ganitong klase, hindi siya pwedeng ma-stuck sa isang environment lang na isa lang, na, one type of ano lang, sabi natin na one type of industry lang nakikita niya. The more people, the more industries, the more experiences yung nakikita niya, mas nag-aano siya, parang mas nag-flourish siya. Ganong klase yung characteristic nitong chart na tayo. However, also very stubborn. So nakita ko, hindi nyo kasi nakikita yung ano eh, yung entire chart niya. But nakikita ko, she only ano gave yung day, month, year. Pero pag nakita ko yung hour, kitang-kita doon na parang this person is very stubborn or she hangs on to her principles talaga.
Okay. Okay. Tama na. Okay, masyado na ang nagigive away ah. Hindi, pero
malapit na tayo dun sa ano eh.
No, wow. Okay. I mean, thank you so much for, okay, so that's just so, guys, just to give you like a little bit more, like more details on that. it's a big chart. Okay, that's just not even 1/4 of the chart what I screenshot, no, what I showed you here on Facebook Live. But so meron pang time. So importante yung ibigay nyo kay for a Batsy reader, kay Alyssa, for example, the time of day you were born, the date, and syempre month and year that you were born. Okay, so I'm just gonna tell you right up front, those things are true. Those things are very true. And because I've done some work, I've done some therapy, and I know kind of like in the line of work that I do, oh nga naman, I love talking to people. I love meeting new people in different industries. And yes, those are true. But the skeptic in me is more like, okay, but that's something a person can find out through someone's social media, right? Or like those are, I guess, surface details about me that we just shared right now. That's why I want to really dive deeper into this. Kasi marami sa atin yung not really questioning it, like, and it's important to come from that space, no? Yes, you're questioning it, but not questioning it tas di ko maintindihan, ayoko na. Wag na lang. Diba? More like, okay, question it. Learn more about it so that you can get to know, okay, how can this serve me? And if it doesn't, then fine. At least I found out, diba, about it. So this is not something new. This has been around for ages and ages, way before us, right, Alyssa? So that now that we've kind of gave them an idea of what Batsy is, showed them here on Facebook Live, what is Batsy? How did you get into Batsy and Feng Shui? And then I have a follow-up question to that. But ano muna ang Batsy ban? How did you get into this?
Okay. So actually, yung Batsy, it's actually Patsy. So it's 8 characters. Pag tinranslate mo siya in Chinese to English, 8 characters. And yung 8 characters na yun, it's based on your birthday. Birthday, birth time, birth year, etc. So, based from that, merong ancient parang technology, I don't know kung ano yun. Basta parang ito yung finorm nila na parang, okay, with this ano birth dates, ito yung magiging parang katumbas na parang characteristics ng person. Parang may pagkaganyan. So, it's a form of astrology, pero Chinese astrology siya. So, how did I get into? Tama ba yung question ko?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did I get into, okay, paano ba? Kasi there was a bit of fascination na talaga to these mm-hmm. kinds of things before. Mm-hmm. Pero it was because yung family ko kasi medyo Chinese descent kami.
So, okay.
Naririnig ko sila na, oh, magpa-pwedi. Pwedi kasi is Fukien for this. Magpa-pwedi ka sa ganyan. Sa parang, usually they go to temples. Temples, tapos doon ka magpapabasa ng life mo or something. So, narinig ko na before na may ganyan. Pero, hindi talaga ako parang na-curious na, ah, kaya ko siyang aralin on my own or ganyan. But, dumating kasi yung time in my life. What? Time in my life? Na parang, I quit my first work. Tapos after noon, parang alam mo yun, parang napa-question ako about my life na parang ano mo talagang gagawin kong career? Parang ano ba susundan kong career after this? Parang, and then, nung time na yon na-introduce ako dito. Na-introduce ako dito sa Feng Shui and Batsy and etc. Tapos, yun, nag-start akong aralin. And then, I realized na a lot of the opportunities na supposedly nasa environment ko, I cannot get because hindi ako open to change myself. Mm-hmm. So, nung nag-start ako na mag-change, doon pumasok yung I'd call magic. Kasi parang, ang laki nung, parang akala ko, it's just me, ako lang. Paano ko mababago yung environment ko? Na parang restricted ako sa environment ko, kung ganito yung family ko, parang pag nagbago ako, mababago ko ba sila? Parang ang hirap nilang baguhin as a whole. Pero, doon ko na-realize when I started changing myself, na na-affect mo rin yung energies ng iba. So, nagbago lahat ng dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
So, ganun nag-start. Ganun nag-start na parang I quit my job, I was looking for a new, parang ano ba talaga dapat yung magiging career ko. Hindi naman ito yung naging career ko, but it became a hobby of mine.
It became a really, really interesting hobby that kind of brought you also somehow, diba, to be where you are now. Tama ka, and I love that you mentioned, diba, you found out about yourself. Now you need to be more open to new things. Yeah. And that's why now you're actually paving the way for more people to have the opportunity to be more open to things as well. Diba? I'm going to be honest with you. I was very, skeptic about this in the beginning. It was my mom, actually. He was like, oh, you should, there's this girl, I really, really love her, ganyan, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. Kasi I have very limited knowledge on, you know, mga readings, ganito, horoscopes. I mean, I also like say stuff like as a Taurus or like as a dragon, mga ganyan, diba? You see it everywhere on TikTok. Like everybody's just throwing it around, diba? Like, okay. But to really say that, oh, there's a chart that literally can plot out your entire life, diba? And say things about your characteristics. I'm like, wait, so does that mean wala na akong choice? Like, I don't have the choice. I don't have free will.
Lagi ko encounter yung tanong na yun.
Exactly. But my life is not, ano ba, the sum of all the decisions I make. It means it's all already there written. So, what do you usually say when that question is asked sa'yo?
Okay. Ang daming pwedeng sagutin dyan, ano? Kasi palagi ko nga siya na-encounter. Parang very, ano yung nafe-feel ko dyan. Pero kasi, like this, itong knowledge of this. Mm-hmm. The very important thing, I think, is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So, the more aware you are, the less likely you can fall doon sa risks. So, ito yung ano ko eh, parang yung chart mo may natural risks. But it doesn't mean na parang mapupunta ka na dyan sa space na yan. For example,
wala ka ng choice, gano'n.
Yes, exactly. Ah. Kunyari, sa chart ng isang person, yung chart niya mahina yung wealth or yung quality of wealth is poor. Parang ganyan. It doesn't mean forever poor ka.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yung thing about is, you have to be aware ano yung weaknesses ng chart mo. Maybe poor siya dahil may gambling tendencies siya.
Mm-hmm.
So, pag nakita natin yon, yung isa-suggest natin dun sa person is to stay dun sa conservative na side of things. And kung magagamble siya, just, I want to give kasi yung mga practical na solutions to clients. And to people that I read for. So kunyari, may gambling streak siya and parang may tendency siya ma-bankrupt because of gambling. So, sasabihin ko na, if you really want to gamble, don't spend it all away. Parang, ito lang, meron kang fun money.
Safe lang. Uh-oh.
Yes. Ito may fun money ka, wag mo nang i-touch yung iba. Parang ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, ganun yung usual na conversations para hindi ka, kung yung chart says that you are prone or parang you are likely to have this or magkaroon ka ng ganting challenges, ilalayo natin siya dun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun yung part ng free will kung gagawin mo or hindi. Diba?
Right. Tama. Nasa sa mindset ba, 'di ba? nasa sa iyo 'yan, 'di ba? How you're going to take it. But that's the energy and the space that we're coming from here, eh, 'di ba? That's why I would really love to talk about this more, and especially with you, 'di ba? As young as you are. Because as far as I know, like usually mga nakikita natin ng mga personalities who are public about this, who do this, are a little bit older than you are. So it's quite interesting that you're interested in this and that this is that kind of, it's not your job per se, but the line of, ano ba, parang part of your career na rin as a hobby that you're doing. Kasi yun nga eh, very limited ang knowledge ng most of us about these things, Batsy, and feng shui. Like, you see it in the newspaper, for example, di ba? Horoscope, madadapa ka today. Di ba, iniisip mo na siya as a person who knows very little about it. You're thinking about, oh my God, madadapa ako today. So you're, ano ba, you're attracting that kind of energy. Eh, madadapa ka talaga today.
Right.
Diba? So it's just, and that's not just it, diba? That's just on the very, very, kumbaga, tip of the iceberg that we're seeing about this vast, you know, interesting belief ba? Diba? Or what do you call it? What is it? It's not a belief, but.
Hindi ko siya masabi na belief. Parang it's, they call it a science and an art.
Okay.
A science because there's computation there. You have to compute. You have to compute the interactions dun sa elements. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, elements lang talaga nakikita ko. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, wala akong nakikita. Parang hindi siya parang crystal ball na parang, oh, may nakikita ako there. Na parang your life will be like this. No. Parang nakikita ko is elements lang talaga.
Okay.
And then, based on my knowledge of the elements and kaya ko siyang i-relate to your life. Okay?
Right.
So parang woo-woo pala ngayon, no? Parang now that I'm saying it, parang, so anyway, yun lang yung nakikita ko. It's just the elemental interactions.
Uh-huh.
So, it's a science and an art kasi yung art na part, it's my interpretation of it.
Right.
So, it depends kung sino mag, kunyari, you ask someone else to read for you, mm-hmm. may kanya-kanya siyang ano, may kanya-kanya silang interpretation. So you have to find someone who really connects to you or mm-hmm. who really connects to your, 'di ba, inner parang ano yung kailangan mo.
Mm-mm-mm. Your energy, kumbaga dapat pareho kayo ng vibrations, pareho kayo ng Correct. Vibes. The way I'm hearing it now, this is just my interpretation of it, no? Because nga, I love, like, you know, gaining new experiences and learning new things and trying them out for myself. If only to find what works for me. Yun lang naman yun eh. We're not saying, oh, you should do this because this works magically for everybody. You know, at least open up your mind and your heart to it. And if it doesn't work for you, then okay, at least you tried it, like we said in the beginning. That's how I'm seeing it too, like therapy, for example. I've tried different therapists and, you know, different types of therapy. And one worked, one didn't. One turned out to be even worse for me, you know. But that's just life, you know. You're opening yourself up to these new things and figuring out, ano ba yung gumagana para sa'yo?
Yeah.
And if you're at the point in your life right now, most especially, that you want change, you've been needing change, you've been feeling stuck, then this is, you know, Batsy and what Alyssa is doing is one of the ways for you to figure out a way that'll work for you. So my next question for you is, how has Batsy helped you in finding your ikigai or your life's purpose?
I wouldn't call myself na parang, ah, ito na ako, enlightened na ako, at ito na yung purpose ko in life. Okay? But learning about this helped me realize ano yung mga things that makes me feel fulfilled. So, mm-hmm. actually, yung chart ko, sabihin ko na, yung chart ko actually, isa to sa mga sign na mas inclined towards the spiritual or inclined towards parang yung mga hindi ma-explain ng ano normal or parang hindi mo ma-explain sa natural na means. Parang ganyan. Ano ba yung
okay.
natural? Yeah, so parang
metaphysical.
Parang, yeah, oh. metaphysical, correct.
Yeah.
So this is called actually Chinese metaphysics. Yan.
Ooh, so okay.
So mas inclined ako towards that learning. And aside from that, syempre meron akong may career ako, pero ito yung hobby na parang when I started doing it, nag-start lang to kasi friends lang, family, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang when I realized that what I'm saying connected to them and helped them become better, parang na-realize ko na I'm having a sense of fulfillment also in helping other people. So, yeah. yun yung parang sa case ko, yun yung parang nagiging ikigay ko na hey, people find that what I'm saying makes sense to them and ginagawa nila in their lives, tapos nag-work. Yun. Mm-hmm. So there's a magic again in that.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's the dream, right? We're not saying, oh my God, eto na yon. Like, this is the whole purpose of my being. Like, I found it. I can stop here. I mean, if that's the way you feel about life, then, I mean, great for you. Right? Then you're happy, you're fulfilled, that's wonderful. But that's not what we're saying here. What we're saying is you've found, you can have a lot of purposes, right? This doesn't have to be the one and only thing, but it's beautiful to find something that makes you feel fulfilled, makes you feel happy, fills up your cup, that you wake up for every morning and you feel like, oh, masarap gawin ito. Diba? On the side na lang yung pagkakakitaan mo siya. Diba? Di wonderful. Ang sarap gawin ito. And at the same time, you're also helping other people along the way. That's the purpose of us. Wouldn't you like to think yung purpose mo dito sa mundo is mabuhay at makatulong mabuhay, di ba? Makatulong makapagpaayos ng buhay ng ibang tao at the same time. And you mentioned, so when you did read some parts, little parts of my chart, and you shared it also, yung strengths and weaknesses mo. You were not just reading it for the purpose of reading it, saying, oh, okay, so ganito talaga ako. Or like, oh, ibabaguhin ko. Not just that. I want to know more about specifically career-wise. Why is it so important to figure out one's strengths and weaknesses in order to find a career or profession? Like, what do most of your clients in their 30s usually want to know about when they come to you for a reading?
Okay, so for example, na lang sa ito chart mo na lang ah.
Sige so, na, fine. Mo na lang, use me.
So, sa chart mo, hindi ka pwede magka-boss. Or parang hindi naman sa hindi pwede, but you can't.
Nahihirapan ako.
Yeah, nahihirapan ka. So, pag nilagay kita sa situation na, okay, you go, para isabihin, society demands na parang maghanap ka ng trabaho. Diba? So, maghanap ka ng trabaho, Kara, kunyari ako nanay mo, Kara, maghanap ka ng trabaho na para makapag-ipon ka at parang makagawa ka ng sarili mong pamilya, etc., etc. Tapos pinapunta kita dun sa path na yon. Pinapunta kita na, okay, kailangan manrabahuhan ka dito sa ano na to. Sabihin natin na sa isang banking, whatever, di ba? Kaya mo ba? Para ibig sabihin, kasi a lot of my clients or a lot of the people I read for, yan yung mga nagiging concern nila na yung chart nila says na parang nahihirapan sila sa authority. Nahihirapan sila sa ganyan. But, pinorse nila yung position nila or nilagay nila yung sarili nila in a place na nandoon sila sa box na yun na ayaw nila. Para ibig sabihin, innermost desires nila hindi nag-fit doon sa kung saan nila nilagay yung sarili nila. So, pag ginawa mo yun, yung tendency is nade-depress yung person. Na parang, there's something wrong with me. Why can't I like this the way my peers are liking this? Nako-compare mo yung sarili mo sa iba na parang may off sa akin kasi hindi ako content. Parang may mali ba sa akin?
Masama ba akong tao? Bakit ungrateful ako? Ba't hindi ako contento?
Oo. Parang, may trabaho na nga ako. Nagre-reklamo pa ako. Ayan na naman tayo sa toxic positivity.
O, diba?
May ganun. Parang ibig sabihin, dahil sa ganun na thinking na parang, okay, we all fit into this mold, which is not true. I've seen it in a lot of charts. Iba-iba talaga yung parang strengths and weaknesses ng tao. Pag nilagay mo yung person na strong sa ganito, para siyang yung isda. Parang finorse mo siya na paakitin ng puno. Parang ganun yung feeling. So, hindi niya strength yun, pero parang pinapaakit mo siya. So, hindi siya magpa-flourish there. So parang ganito lang to, yung the reason why I'm using Batsy also to help people is to help them align a bit doon sa parang ano yung path pa ninyo talaga na parang mas fit doon sa characteristics mo.
Exactly. No, that's wonderful. Because once you know, yun nga ang bigat nung ganong question, kaya rin yata nag-viral yung post na yun, no, of that social media influencer. Because in the beginning, I'm going to be honest with you. When I saw it too at first, nung hindi pa siya, you know,
viral.
Hindi pa siya naging as viral as it was. I was like, huh. I mean, okay, gets, right? But if you step back a little bit, may mali eh. May mali dito for a lot of people who are going to interpret it differently. Especially yun nga, especially people who are not coming from the same space. I mean, girl, happy for you. You found your calling. You're making millions. Right? And you're probably so excited to do the next job. And you're not dreading na Monday na naman. Gising na naman ako ng maaga. Magko-commute na naman ako. Mas stuck na naman ako sa traffic. Tapos ito lang yung kinikita ko.
Yeah.
Tapos kaaway ko pa yung hindi ko pa kasundo yung mga katrabaho ko. Alam mo yun? All these things a lot of people are experiencing because it is what life has presented to them, and maybe because they don't know what their strengths are yet and what their weaknesses are sa term na to, diba? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people in their 30s come to you about that because they are quite unhappy in the career path that they've chosen. 30s is never, a lot of us think it's too late. Dapat nang settle down na. Dapat by 30 alam ko na kung ano yung ginagawa ko. I'm gonna be sharing a little bit about. So, this year is my 19, 20, 21, 22. Wait a minute. Wait. Anong taon na ngayon? 2023?
Kaka-start pa lang.
19, 20, 21, 22. This is my fourth year doing podcasting. My first episode was on January 8, 2019. Tama ba yung math ko? Kaya ako nag-host, mahina ako sa math. Tama, for a year.
Okay. Kasi pag nalagay ka kang banker, hindi mo kaya yun.
Hindi talaga, girl. At ko ipipilit yung sarili ko doon. I started this in 20, a month after I left radio, which I thought was my calling. And I learned so much from radio. And that says a lot about me as well. I like talking, I like kanto, ganyan, ganyan. But to me, it confined me in a space where I still did have a boss, bosses. And I had to be at a certain place at a certain time all the time. So hindi siya, medyo nag-fit siya because it's, you know, I love talking, la-da-da. Pero hindi pa rin siya fully nag-fit dun sa issue ko with authority and whatever. So I did leave. And I started my own podcast. I'm not saying I've found, this is it, oh my God. But it's fulfilling a huge part of me in the way that yung sa binasa ni Alyssa sa akin sa chart. And also I remember having a huge argument with my mom when I was in college. I stopped for about a year. I started hosting for friends. Tapos, simula na akong kumita. And she was like, no, kapag nag-apply ka sa trabaho, nakita nila, okay, taga-UP ka nga, pero hindi ka graduate, hindi ka tatanggapin. How are you gonna get a 9-to-5 job? How are you gonna get benefits? How are you going to be to secure in your life? And that's what our parents naman want for us when they do that and when they say that, diba? We're not blaming them for doing that. They just want the best for us. But I knew it wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't something I want.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So that's something very important for a lot of people who are feeling stuck right now to figure out, is it really for you? Why are you feeling the way you're feeling? Why do you think our 30s is such a huge turning point? You know, I was 30. I was literally 31, turning 31 that year. 30. When I left radio and I thought, ito na dapat yun eh. Dapat ito na yung career ko. That alam ko na. Ba't pa ako magbabago? Ba't ako aalis? I was so freaking scared. I'ma be honest with you. But diba, you just do it. Why do you think our 30s is such a huge turning point, career-wise and life-wise, Alyssa?
30 kasi parang feeling ko yan yung time na, yan yung time na kaya natin mag-reproduce. Or parang as women, parang ito yung time na parang, okay, dapat magkaanak na daw. Diba? Dapat may asawa ka na daw. Ito yung time na parang dapat medyo sure ka na sa life path mo. Parang mahirap nang magbago ng career path after 30. Parang hindi ka na pwedeng lumiko. Parang kung ano na yung path mo ngayon, dito ka na dediretso. So parang feeling ko, very crucial tong 30s age. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang ito yung tingin nila na pwede ka pang mag-risk ng kaunti. Pero,
Konti na lang.
Kasi magkakaroon ka na ng anak, magkakaroon ka na ng pamilya. Hindi ka na pwedeng bumalik parang kung saan pa, parang liliko ka na lang bigla. Eh ano yung paano masusustentuhan yung pamilya mo? Parang yun yung I think ito yung thing about being in the 30s eh. Parang yung adulting part, parang dapat kabisado mo na, alam mo na lahat.
Hindi naman.
No. Nagpipiling lang tayo.
'Di ba? And that's, let's just put it out there, okay? No, we don't have everything figured out in our 30s. Again, if you do, then that's wonderful for you. We're happy for you. But the truth is, for a lot of us who are, and there's a lot of us, diba, who are feeling this way, not just in our 30s, people in their 40s, people in their 50s suddenly shift their careers or are still feeling stuck, if only because they don't know what their true strengths and weaknesses are and they haven't capitalized on that just yet. So going back to your quick reading of my chart, what does it, so you've already mentioned what it says about my strengths somehow, diba, and my weaknesses. How can I now, using me as an example, how can I make the quality of my life better now knowing these things? Yung strengths ko of, parang weaknesses lang inaalala kung binasa mo eh. Weaknesses, top of mind, I can't have a figure of authority, I can't work with a boss, hence hindi ko kaya yung 9-to-5 na job, I can't be confined in a box, in a space. Ano ba yung strengths ko na sinabi mo?
Strength lahat yun. It depends on how you, It depends on how you view it kasi. Not
ganda.
Everyone,
okay, go, please.
Not everyone can be ano, can be that independent or can function independently. I'd say na marami ako nakita na they'd prefer structure. So yours is, 'di ba? Actually, if you were born nung parang panahon ng kopong-kopong pa, sabihin, ancient China or ancient days pa talaga, mahirap yung chart mo. Ibig sabihin, mahirap mag-go around it. Because yung dating work, supposedly dapat may boss ka. May hierarchy talaga. Ngayon lang naman nauso yung freelancing, yung, yeah, 'di ba? Parang may sariling podcast, may, 'di ba? Ngayon lang naman nauso yan. So parang nag-fit talaga siya sa'yo in this modern world. Pero actually, sa dating age, mahirap makahanap ng ganung klaseng career.
Isipin diba? Mo, so, nung, kung nabuhay ako nung hunter-gatherer age, no?
Tayo.
Hey, para kanino ako mag-gather kung hindi ko kayang
mag-gather? Sarili mo.
Ako lang. Sarili mo lang. Owner.
So, pwede tayo, nandito tayo sa age of opportunities or of different options. So, it allows us to be more flexible, to have more opportunities for us talaga.
So, how can that nga, no? How can knowing these qualities make my life better? For example, hindi ko tinahak itong karera na ginagawa ko ngayon. Maybe I'm not a host. Maybe I ano ba? Oh, acting is also a career that I pursue.
Yeah, I saw.
What if you did?
Kasi yung chart mo magaling mag-act.
Okay.
So, ito yung mga, isa sa mga parang signs na, okay, yung mga nakikita ko sa ganitong chart ha, magaling mag-act or parang kaya nilang makaramdam kung ano yung kailangan ng kausap nila and they can quickly parang adapt. Yan yung based on not just what I know but also on the people that I've talked to with the same sign. So, it's very important kasi when you read this, na marami kang nakikita, nakakausap on a deeper level. Because you then understand na parang, hey, may similarity sila. And right, sa mga next mo na readings, parang, ah, okay, this is the what the person needs. So, I've seen a chart na parang katulad sa'yo. Sabihin na natin na same sa'yo, but parang ibang path yung tinahak niya. Ikaw, you went out there. You showed yourself to the world and parang you voice out your opinions openly. Itong isang kakilala ko, hindi siya ganun. So, nandun lang siya sa bahay, nandun lang siya sa parang business ng family. And because hindi niya na-fulfill yung marami siya nakikita, yung tingin niya sa mga problema niya, it's already so big. Na parang, hey, you haven't seen enough of the world to say na malaki ang problema mo. It really depends kung paano mo siya i-execute. Like out there, like kunyari ikaw, you will have a very different life if hindi ito yung path na tinahak mo. And yung ngayon, it gives you a bit of clarity. Like itong chart mo, since small pa lang, very ano na siya, reflective. You really go inside.
Madrama.
You really go inside. Kaya nga, galing ka rin mag-acting eh. Kasi parang marami kang hugot eh.
Internalization.
Diba? Yeah.
Marami akong internalization ng bata. Hindi, totoo yun ha. Kinikilabutan ako. When you know, that's so true. I've been, and that's another important part of it, because if this is something you don't know, something you don't open your eyes to, hindi mo ma-familiarize yung sarili mo sa may posibilidad palang nakikita yung mga ganitong qualities or kaya ka pala ganito because it's actually here. It's written in the stars. It's written in the chart. You as a child will just perceive this drama naman ito. Or like, yeah, dami mong problema. Dami mong masyadong concern. Parang simple-simple ng buhay. Dami mong gusto. Parang, and that's something I heard a lot growing up. And like, ba't pa shift-shift ka ng career? Like, nag-acting ako, nag-writer ako for some time because I thought I wanted to do writing. Nag-radyo ako, nag-ganto, ganyan. But I've had some people ask me, parang, what do you really want to do? Like, why can't you just freaking decide? And it's right there because, and in my, sa sarili mong timing, diba? And until now, I'm not saying I'm not doing that anymore. Oh, I still feel the same way sometimes. It ebbs and flows, kumbaga, yung energy na yon. And as long as you keep finding something that fulfills your soul, diba, you will get there. But the point is that you take the first step into finding what works for you nga. So yun nga, may mga dangers din yung not knowing that, I guess, maybe for parents who are also unaware, who are not familiar with this. And you'll see your child as madrama, diba? Or sisisihin mo pa siya for feeling a certain way when hindi pala niya hindi pala niya talaga strength yon or weakness pala talaga niya yon. Kawa naman, nasisi pa siya.
Yeah,
so galing din, di ba? It's also interesting, I guess, for parents, not just for us, like people in their 30s or parents to kind of open their minds. Do parents also come to you to get a reading of their children?
Parents and also yung may mga may asawa, ganyan. A usual problem that I have.
Mga may asawa. Parang,
na-receive ko from them is parang, bakit hindi kami mag-meet sa parang common na ground? Parang ganyan. Parang hindi kami magkaintindihan. So, ang ginagawa ko usually dyan is I tend to compare the person's chart with the spouse's chart. Tapos makikita ko na, hey, ganito yung chart niya kasi. Parang he has a tendency to be quiet, dense. Parang ganyan. Uh-huh. Hindi siya masyadong ma-emotions katulad mo. So, doon niya ma-realize na, hindi niya to ginagawa to offend me. It's just his natural way of doing things. The same way na pag, kunyari, sa parents naman, for the children, hindi niya maintindihan yung child niya, bakit parang too emotional, too ganyan. Is there something wrong with my kid? Sabihin ko na, yung child mo, bigyan mo ng ganitong klaseng activities. Maybe yung activities na binibigay niya is masyadong, sabihin natin na, conventional na parang educational na, okay, kailangan mo mag-school, ganyan-ganyan. Maybe ang dapat mong ibigay sa kanya is parang mas homeschool, mas parang ikaw yung nagtuturo sa kanya. So there's different types of ways to address parang yung needs ng mga tao. And yun yung natutunan ko talaga dito, na iba-iba talaga per person.
Mm-hmm. That's a very important point to make out, no? Magkakaiba talaga tayo. There's no one size fits all. This worked for me. It's also going to work for you. We're not forcing this on you. And that's the beauty of, opening up your heart and mind to this, is that you see nga na magkakaiba tayo. And that's also an important thing to note, especially when you get married, when you're in a relationship, magkaiba talaga kayo. Diba? Number one, magkaiba kayo ng upbringing. Magkaiba kayong tao. Magkaiba kayo ng paniniwala. There are some similarities that you have. That's why you guys got together and that you worked. But if you're going to live together forever, diba, for life, there are more things you're going to learn about each other that you didn't know, and that there are probably more differences than similarities. And then, so how do you work with that now, diba, as a couple? And not just as married couples, with children, of course, you're going to be different. How do you work with your child? How do you make things work for you? Oh, I love that. It's bringing me back to... going back to yung reading mo sa akin, I remember my second siguro na therapy session ko. So we were talking about what I used to do. Like my course was theater arts. And at the time, I was doing shopping. Tindera, glorified tindera ako sa TV na panahon na yun. I mean, nag-host ako, di ba? I mean, I guess...
Nanonood ako nun dati, ah.
Nabenta na ba kita?
Parang hindi, kasi nanonood lang talaga ako. Parang ay... Alam mo yun? Para bago matulog.
Maraming ganyan. Patulog yung shopping. No, but so going back to that, no, that was something I thought I enjoyed doing. I did it for 7 years until it ended. But I thought hosting was what I wanted to do, and it was an energy I was expending, I guess, doing there. But my therapist, noon hindi ko naintindihan, sabi sa akin, why don't you try, even if not as a job, why don't you try acting again, taking an acting workshop, or singing again, or dancing again, doing all these things that you did for fun as a kid. You actually took it as a course. Maybe it's something that you're hinahanap talaga ng katawan mo. Kasi ang drama, dami kong drama nun. Ang point niya actually is masyado kang maraming energy, creative energy na hindi, na walang output,
nalalabas.
Hindi mo nalalabas. Mm-hmm. So now, I'm getting a clearer sense of it, I guess. Maybe because, yun nga, I wasn't fulfilling that part of me that needed to come out. There are a lot of us na may energies that I guess you were made for. You were made to put out into the world. You were made to create. You were made to make people smile, make people laugh. Pero confined ka lang sa space na to, typing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why there's so much weight.
Repressed
energies, emotions, feelings that should be coming out somehow. Not saying, and also if you really, really need to stay in this job for security, for you need to provide for your family. We're not saying iwanan mo na siya ngayon tapos maging singer ka, diba? But just find an outlet.
Correct. Para hindi ka, a hobby like mine.
Exactly. find a hobby. Podcasting was just supposed to be a passion project, a hobby for me while I was doing something else. I didn't think I would be doing it 4 years down the road. I didn't even think I would be making money out of it. It was just something, I love talking to people. I love freaking talking. Okay.
Alam ko, nakikita ko.
Sorry.
I know.
I may be talking too much, but it's something that I love doing. Diba? And I love being able to share the stuff that, ano siya, win-win siya for me. Yun nga yung fulfillment na hinahanap. Na-fulfill ko yung love ko for meeting new people, learning new things. At the same time, we're going live right now. I'm putting it out there. Tingin ko nakakatulong naman sa ibang tao who are also having these questions in their head and finding their purpose, finding, you know, just things to better their lives even more. So my next question to you, Alyssa, is what is the value in, because I'm sure if you've reached this part of the podcast, thank you for reaching this part and for opening up your heart and mind to this. But if you've reached this part only because and dami mo pang questions, which is wonderful too, because maybe Alyssa can answer those questions. But what is the value in opening up our hearts and minds to some things we may not understand to pave the way for us to allow ourselves to understand ourselves even more? Ba't siya mahalaga?
I think ako, personally ha, I started off before knowing this as a very rigid person. Rigid talaga. Uptight. Yung may pagkaganon. Hindi halata, di ba? Pero ganun ako sobra. I mean, if you ask my...
Wait lang. Sorry. Kakat kita very short. Keep hold that thought. Is that why you tried to find something that comes out in a chart? Something that still has a format somehow?
Yes. parang may rule pa rin. May rule pa rin to everything.
Okay, sorry, go back. Okay. So you were that. Okay, that's
so
your personality.
That type of person. Alam mo, okay. Yung high school ko ha, I was discipline chairman from first year to fourth year. Ganun ako. Yung mga classmates ko na peg na nila ako as ito yung pinaka-uptight sa classroom namin. Sinubot ko siya from first year hanggang fourth year. Ganun ako person.
They don't even have to. Wala na sila iba options. Ah, wala discipline. Na. Alyssa yan si Alyssa.
Ako talaga. Okay. I mean, ako. Wala siyang option. Ganun ka na na.
And then, okay.
Siguro meron din akong, yung problem ko before was, I tend to get very judgmental. Parang, ito may certain look siya na parang hindi ko siya matatrust. Ganun ako mag-isip before. So, actually, nung nag-start ako na ipasok tong, para ibig sabihin, I really tried to understand and I opened my heart to learning about this talaga. Na-realize ko na, sa totoo lang kasi before, skeptic din ako eh. Nag-start ako na parang, totoo ba to? Totoo ba tong mga nababasa ko dito? I mean, does it really reflect dun sa life ng mga taong na may meet ko? Diba? So, nung nag-start ako na talagang, okay, try ko kayang intindihin yung person based dun sa chart niya. That's when forgiveness started to happen. Forgiveness in the sense na, merong mga tao na sometimes akala ko they're doing this to hurt me. Pero nung nakita ko yung chart nila, family members man yan or friends, na-realize ko na, hey, it's just natural dun sa chart nila. So, nag-start na ako mag-forgive. Nag-start mag-flourish yung mga relationships ko with them. Dati, mas cut off ako sa mga certain people because nga, napaka-uptight ko eh. Mabilis ako mag-judge. Ngayon, nung na-realize ko yung chart nila like this, I became more forgiving.
Na parang, mas compassionate ka.
Yes. Na parang meron din siyang each and every one of us merong struggles. And because of that, naging ganito silang klaseng tao. So ganun nangyari sa akin yung parang transformation.
That's beautiful. That's a wonderful, wonderful way of putting things into perspective, Alyssa, because it makes you kinder, diba? It makes you more compassionate. You're coming now from a space of, okay, hindi lang yung, kasi marami sa ating ganyan, yung mga taong ganun mag-isip na, ganito ko eh, take it as it is. Ganyan siya, so hindi ko na lang siya kakaibiganin, hindi ko siya gusto eh, kasi masama ugali niya. Trinato niya, sinabi niya ganito, like first time namin mag-meet, sabi niya, hindi daw bagay sa akin yung damit ko, hindi ko na siya gusto, hindi ko na siya ife-friend. Something, you know, something as on the surface as that. Okay, if that's you, and it's working out well for you, perfect. But, you know, there's just another way to look at life. For for you to have a more forgiving, ba, more compassionate, better relationship with other people. It's actually nice to, when you see someone for the first time and encounter someone for the first time, tas meron ka ng aversion sa tao na yun agad.
Yeah.
Instead of going, ah, pangit kasi ugali nito, kaya hindi ko siya gusto yung energy. There could be something in you as well that's making you feel that way. Usually eh. Diba? Usually when you see someone you don't like, it's because you see something in that person that you don't like about yourself. So that's far, true. Based on my experience, diba? Ganun eh. So it's always an inward, oh, it's about me. Hmm. It's not the other person's fault. It's something I can do. It's something I can take control of. Kasi wala ka namang control dun sa ibang tao. So when you're working also with other people in the workspace, even in families, when you come from that, and ganda nun, I love that. Sorry, I'm extending it because I really, really want to make a huge point out of this. That when you come from a space of compassion, when you know more about these things, when you make the effort to know more about another person, this way maybe, or through therapy, or through other things, whatever works for you, it makes you kinder and it opens up a higher, parang a space of a higher vibration. Now you can now have a better relationship with yourself and others as well.
Mas at peace ka. Actually, yun yung nahanap ko. Parang at peace talaga with everyone. Kaya yung una kong tinatanong, anong birthday mo?
Anong oras ko pinanganak?
Yun pala eh.
I'm Melissa. Nice to meet you. Kailan birthday mo? Ganun? Anong oras ka pinanganak? Ah, okay. Sige. Tapos pagawin ni Alisa.
Check ko nga.
Ah, okay. Ganito pala siya. Ay, nako. No, I love it. I love your energy. I really do. And I wouldn't even have thought that you were that type of person. The person you were saying. I think a lot of us, talaga. Hindi, meron ding parte ako na ganyan. Kaya ako actually naiinis sa taong ganun. Maybe?
Oh my gosh.
Kasi may pagkaganon din ako somehow. For me, there needs to be some sort of structure. Also, weird, no? But it's a mix of that eh. For me to understand things, there needs to be, I think a lot of us are that way naman. That's why we make lists. That's why we make schedules and stuff. We need a certain amount of structure in our lives. Extremes lang din yung iba. Diba? But okay, so I know, again, because I knew about you through my mom. And nakapagkwentuhan na tayo ngayon a little bit. And the way you were kind of explaining it is that you keep a relationship with your clients. I think it's hard not to.
Hard
kasi
not
especially, to. Diba, not if you know that
may
much.
Attachment of it. Na ako. May attachment na ako sa kanila. Para, how are you?
So, kumusta ka na? So, epekto ba? So, nagbago ba ang buhay mo? No, but okay. I know. I know for a fact now that you keep a relationship with your clients after you've done their reading. Again, because it's hard not to. If we're solely basing it on the results that they've experienced so far, your clients have experienced so far, how does one indeed find a career that makes them happy?
I think yung question na yan, hindi siya parang end na. Para ibig sabihin, pag nakahanap sila ng something na it fits with, kunyari, sinabi ko na ito yung characteristics mo. Maghanap ka ng career that's more in line with the energies that will make you use these talents. So, pag napunta sila doon, hindi na siya kagad na parang happy siya. Diba? Parang, hindi siya parang end na yon na happiness is this. Parang, nandito na ako nagtatrabaho. It's always a continuous cycle na parang, laging babalikan nila ako na, ito na yung next step. So it's always parang nag-grow yung person eh. Nag-grow yung person and parang there's always a new line or milestone na parang dapat nilang ma-reach para may happiness again. May happiness again. Parang ganun. Kasi nag-win yan eh. Bumababa yung happiness factor if they stay in that place. So kailangan may bago na naman experiences. The important thing is hindi ka maging stagnant. Kasi the more stagnant you become, mas likely na hindi happy yung tao.
So, kumbaga, you being able to do the reading for them, the Batsy reading for them, gives them an opening. Parang hindi siya yung end all and be all ng ng pagkakahanap nila ng meaning.
Happy na siya. Oo. Hindi dun parang happy after. Mm-mm. So, parang it's it's parang a start towards happiness.
Right. And it's a progression, kumbaga continuous siya. Kasi that's the way life is din naman eh, di ba? It's not like you find a, even therapy, for example. You go to therapy now and then bukas okay ka na. Wala ka ng issues. It's not, I don't think really life is that way and why would you want life to be that way? Boring kaya nun? Ito na yun, okay na yun, ito na yun forever. Now, we always grow as human beings and diba, we always change, we always learn new things. And I think as long as you're living and breathing, you will always find a deeper meaning and purpose of your living, of your life. So it's nice. It's nice to open yourself up to this, if only to kind of see some sort of structure, have some sort of explanation.
Yeah, and, explanation palaga.
Oo, diba, bakit kaya ganito? Bakit kaya ganyan? Ah, so ganito. So lalo na with relationships, how do I deal with this person better? Or how do I deal with myself better?
Yes.
Now, knowing these things.
It's self-awareness. Not too,
exactly, self-awareness. So that you know how to manage your heart, your mind, so that you can learn how to be more compassionate and kind to yourself and to other people as well. Ang saya! Wait, sobra excited ko nang mabasa ni Alyssa lahat ng ano ko, yung buong chart ko. At ma-share na niya sa akin. Siyempre, hindi ko i-share yun sa inyo, guys. But I'm actually looking forward to talking to you more about this. Maybe if you're willing, we can maybe do like a live, you know, reading. Short reading lang for some people if that's something you're open to. And also, maybe we can talk about feng shui also because that's also something that you do. Lalo na ngayon kasi simula pa lang ng taon. But thank you, Alyssa, so much for sharing your knowledge with us and for doing what it is that you do. Because it's wonderful. It's nice that you're opening up ano ba, a beautiful space with high vibration. Kumbaga, mataas na vibrational lang energy. Diba? So people can find their purpose, kumbaga, their ikigai as well. So I know that you do this as a hobby. But I would love for our listeners and our viewers right now to experience it as well. So how can they get in touch with you? Where can they message you? How do they get their charts read?
Actually, they can message me sa Instagram or Facebook. Alyssa Marie, Alyssa Mars, and yan, AS Prosperity PH.
All right. For those of you who are listening to the podcast right now, we're showing it on screen on Facebook Live again. That's Cara Erigel on Facebook. It's Alyssa Mars, very funny, Alyssa Mars, and AS_Prosperity_PH. If you guys want to get your charts read, if you want to gain a new friend, because I feel like you will, you can't not be friends with Alyssa after you've shared your life with her.
Deep, eh, no?
Is there also, curious lang ako, is there also a part in your chart that says you need to have a deeper relationship with people? Because, like, with me, for example, like, with hosting and podcasting, ganyan, I can't not. Like, para akong needy person. Pagkatapos ko mag-interview, kailangan mag-usap pa tayo ulit. Kailangan may, hindi ko kayang hindi mag-create ng relationship with the people that I talk to. Are you the same way?
Well, I guess oo. Kasi yung relationship part sa chart ko, medyo may pagka-clingy.
Okay.
So get ready, no?
I love it. Clingy rin ako, girl. I love it. Oh my gosh. So thank you so much. I have one last question for you. This is a question that I ask all of my guests here on the show because I'm a big believer that coming from a space of gratitude is always grounds us and brings us back. And it's such a wonderful way to end a podcast as well for us and especially for our listeners. So I want you to share with us and shout out to the universe the things that you're grateful for right now in this moment. One thing, two things, 10 things, up to you.
I'm grateful siguro for being able to transform myself and others. Siguro yon. Na I reached a point in my life where I was open to transforming myself. I think kasi you have to have a wound para mag-start yung transformation. If you're so complete, hindi ka magiging open to these things eh. Pero ako, I would say I was at rock bottom nung time na discover ko to. And that started the transformation in me. And it's now helping me help others. I mean, mas nata-transform ko sila. So, dati, syempre, at that point, hindi ako depressed and all. Pero after everything, I find na parang yun yung memory na hey, this is the point na down ako, pero it was the point na doon ako naging bagong tao na talaga ako. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's beautiful. Your mess is your message. Kumbaga, 'di ba? That's beautiful. Thank you. And again, I'm grateful for you for doing what it is that you do and for being able now to share it with other people. We come from our own experiences. We sometimes question, bakit ba ako nasasaktan ng ganito? Diba? And most times, people who go through that are people who find a way to use that to help other people as well. So I hope you find that for yourself as well. But Alyssa, I'm so happy you did. And I'm so happy that you're doing this. And I'm so excited to learn more about myself and my husband. I'm start tweeting that. But thank you. I look forward to having you back again here on Facebook Live and on the podcast. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Alyssa Salazar, everybody. Thank you. Have a great
thank
day,
you.
Everybody. Bye. Thank you so, so much for your time and energy. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, this is the part where you share the things, people, moments, whatever it is that you're grateful for today. I would love to hear from you, so please do get in touch with me on Instagram and Facebook at After 30 with Cara Erigel. I would love to see you tag me in your stories if you do post this. And please follow me on Spotify if you haven't yet, and also leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. That would really, really help the podcast. And of course, me a lot. And I truly, truly appreciate you. I am so grateful for you. Don't forget, be grateful.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.